Now, as lawmakers debated, President Obama traveled to Beckley, West Virginia for a memorial service honoring the 29 coal miners killed by an explosion. The president called for improved safety in the mines, saying that's the best way to honor the dead. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The past 3 weeks have been devastating to this place, where everyone you talk to seems to have a direct connection to the mines. It's their current job, or their father's, or a cousin's, or maybe it's an old boyfriend, and on it goes. And at yesterday's service, the community came together along with the president, vice president, the governor, and two U.S. senators to say farewell. It began with a slow reading of the names.
Benny R. Willingham.
With each name, a photograph was projected on giant screens. The pictures looked down on the crowd. Willingham's image smiles from behind his thick, dark mustache. He was just 5 weeks from retirement.
Corey Thomas Davis.
Corey Davis was just 20 years old, a former high school baseball player. Another photo shows Carl Pee Wee Acorn standing nearly waist-deep in a river, holding up the fish he's just reeled in. And as each name was read, family members walked up the center aisle and placed a white miner's helmet atop one of 29 white crosses. The Reverend Mike Pollard delivered the opening prayer. He noted that the event was being held inside the town's convention center.
Father God, as we look to you here today, this is a healing convention and a heaven convention, because we believe that you are here to lift up our hearts, to heal broken spirits.
The list of speakers included U.S. Senator Jay Rockefeller. He said the entire country has witnessed the strength of the people of West Virginia. But he also said there's still a lack of understanding beyond the hills of the miners' way of life.
People say, well, why do they go into those coal mines? They go into those coal mines to provide for their families, and in the process, they keep the lights on in America.
But Rockefeller added, for miners' families, it means waiting every single day for the sound of their loved ones' footsteps as they return safely home. President Obama continued that theme in his formal eulogy for the 29 lost miners.
And most days they'd emerge from the dark mine squinting at the light. Most days they'd emerge sweaty and dirty and dusted from coal. Most days they'd come home. But not that day.
And Mr. Obama promised that the cause of this accident will be found. Earlier this month, he cited poor corporate management of the mine and an oversight system full of loopholes. Yesterday, he lamented that those who've been lost cannot be brought back.
They are with the Lord now. Our task here on earth is to save lives from being lost in another such tragedy. To do what we must do individually and collectively to assure safe conditions underground, to treat our miners like they treat each other, like a family, because we are all family and we are all Americans.
At the end of the memorial, the headlamps and the helmets resting on the white crosses were lit one by one, each shining its beam of light skyward, as a gospel choir lined the front of the hall's circular balcony and sang.
Mr. Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
Let it shine, let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine.